Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for December 8th, 2024, the second week of Advent, is based on Ruth chapter 1. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon is based on our Advent sermon series, Words for the Beginning. And the sermon is entitled, We Can't Go Alone.
Good morning. First reading is from Ruth, chapter 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to live in the country of Moab, he and his wife and two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of the one was Orpha, and the name of the other, Ruth. When they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she started to return with her daughters-in-law from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had considered his people and given them food. So she set out from the place where she had been living, she and her two daughters-in-law, and they went on their way to go back to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find security, each of you, in the house of your husband." Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud. They said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Do I still have sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. Even if I thought there was hope for me, even if I should have a husband right or tonight and bear sons, would you then wait until they were grown? Would you then refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, it has been far more bitter for me than for you, because the hand of the Lord has turned against me." Then they wept aloud again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. So she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me, and more as well, if even death parts me from you." When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. So the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they came to Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them, and the woman said, "Is this Naomi?" She said to them, "Call me no longer Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt bitterly with me. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has dealt harshly with me, and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?" So Naomi returned together with Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, who came back with her from the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. Word of God, word of life.
Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the one for whom we wait in this Advent season. Amen. During this four-week season of Advent, as a reminder, we are using a thematic sequence developed by a group of pastors and artists who work under the name A Sanctified Art. This year's overall Advent theme is entitled Words for the Beginning and is described this way. Advent is a season of endings and beginnings. As the calendar year comes to a close, a new church year begins. Christ's birth ushers us into new ways of living and loving, and yet the world as we know it spins madly on. We need these words that can feel like steady ground, like a path for our feet to find as we step forward into the unknown. As you journey through this season, may you find words for beloved news and hope. May you find words for beginning again. I want to share some concerning statistics with you. Recent studies show that one in two Americans struggle with social disconnection. This leads Dr. Vivek Murthy, the 21st Surgeon General of the United States, to declare loneliness an epidemic in our country. Loneliness not only hurts us on an individual level, but negatively impacts society as a whole. Feelings of isolation can hurt our mental and physical health. And research has shown that loneliness can take the same toll on our bodies as smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. So what's the answer to this loneliness epidemic? This week's Advent theme suggests that we can't go alone. That cultivating compassionate community is the antidote. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Put up that next slide. When I think of inspiring stories of people coming together to form a strong covenant of friendship that gets them through tough times of life, I think of the Toy Story movies, specifically the characters of Woody and Buzz Lightyear. Now, for copyright issues, because I didn't want to be sued by the mouse, I had AI actually create this photo for me. I asked AI to give me a photo of Woody and Buzz Lightyear, and it said, I can't do that because of copyright, but I can give you a generic cowboy and space ranger drawn in crayon. So that's what we have here today. But initially, their relationship is marked by rivalry and jealousy as Woody, this traditional cowboy doll, feels threatened by the arrival of Buzz, this flashy new space ranger. And their dynamic shifts dramatically when they find themselves lost and must work together to return to their owner, Andy. Through their shared challenges and adventures, they develop mutual respect and trust. Woody helps Buzz come to terms with being a toy, and Buzz, in turn, helps Woody embrace teamwork and selflessness. Over the course of the Toy Story sequels, four altogether and a fifth coming out, their bond deepens into a true friendship characterized by loyalty and support. They lead the group of toys through numerous escapades, ultimately embodying the series' central themes of friendship and belonging. My guess is that you have someone, or have had someone, who is your Buzz Lightyear, or Woody the cowboy in your life. A person who you have formed a deep, trusting friendship with, that you know would be there for you through the best and worst times of your life. I want you to take a moment to share with someone nearby about who that person is for you. Well, I hope someone came to mind as someone that you can consider your Buzz Lightyear or your Woody the cowboy in your life, someone that you can lean on and depend on through the good and difficult times of life. While talking about the loneliness epidemic, Dr. Vivek Murthy is quoted as saying, "If we fail to address this issue, we will pay an ever-increasing price in the form of our individual and collective health and well-being. We will continue to splinter and divide until we can no longer stand as a community or a country." In her commentary on this reading from Ruth, Kayla Gregg says the following: "The season of Advent whispers an ancient truth to us. We were never meant to journey these paths alone." We see this in the story of Ruth and Naomi. Ruth, a Moabite woman, could have returned to her birth family after her husband's death and been taken care of, following the expected path for her. Naomi, overcome with loss and steeped in grief, initially pushes Ruth away. But instead of leaving, Ruth chooses a radical commitment to her mother-in-law, saying, "Do not press me to leave you, to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go." Ruth's choice was not merely about devotion. It was the formation of a new family and friendship, not built on blood relationship, but on kinship, on the daring belief that our lives are better when they are intertwined with each other. We are better together. And deep down in her bones, Ruth knew it. Naomi's grief does not deter her. Ruth keeps moving towards Naomi, embarking on a journey to a new beginning together. As much as Naomi needed Ruth, Ruth needed Naomi. A beautiful picture of mutuality, which is deeply needed in our fractured world. And when the church is at its best, it too can be a beautiful picture of mutuality. A place where people come together and say, "We may not agree on everything, but we do agree that we need each other. That God created us to be in community. That we are stronger and better together as we share the love of God with our neighbor." Now, as grand as that vision is, we have to remember that the church is an institution made up of flawed human beings. And sometimes we fall short of that vision. But it doesn't mean that we give up hope and stop showing up. Like Ruth and Naomi, we come together to be the hands and feet of Christ to one another and the world. We show up to offer a hot meal, a shoulder to cry on, a high five when someone excels, a welcome back hug when we haven't seen someone in a while, a call to someone we miss, a congratulations to those celebrating life milestones. We do all of this as a reflection of the one for whom we wait this Advent season. We prepare not only for the birth of Christ in our church year, but for the return of Jesus to us once again. We choose companionship with each other because God, who became flesh in Jesus, came down to us, to be close to us, to share in our humanity, to show us that we need each other. God brings unlikely people together for their mutual benefit all throughout stories of Scripture. Jesus assembles a ragtag group of people to call his disciples. And God has assembled a ragtag crew here at Resurrection Lutheran Church to do God's work in the world. And if God can bring unlikely people together, God can surely form us into a covenant community of mutuality, respect, and love for one another. As God continues to reach out to us through the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion, let us continue to reach out to our neighbors, building loving, authentic, and mutually benefiting community, because we can't go at life alone. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.